is Deuce still going to be running the running back room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And they're not going to hire a running back coach?
No. Deuce, I mean, he's a stud. And what he's done in that running back room and how he blends the pass with the run with those guys, yeah, very valuable.
But you are going to hire a receiver. You are going
to
hire
one. I'm eventually going to get to a receiver coach, yes. I've had a couple of interviews, talked to some guys, and I'm still just – it's like the same thing I did with Gro last year. I took my time. I want to make sure the guy is right. And now that our bar is high, Gro came in, did an outstanding job for us. I want to make sure that we're kind of – whoever that person is, they're talking, speaking the same language that we are.
Are you looking for someone who has pro experience there? Are you looking at the college ranks?
I'm looking at both. If they have pro experience, obviously that's a bonus. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the deciding factor in that decision.
With the way Deuce worked the running back room, did you not want to lose him with the running backs?
I didn't want to lose him there. You know, and listen, same way, even though Mike is now the OC, I still want his influence in the receiver room. Just like if Deuce was the OC, I'd still want his influence in the running back room. So, you know, they may not be in charge of that room, but, I mean, Deuce is. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the coordinator's position now. Whoever was that, if Deuce was the coordinator, I would still want his influence in the running back room. But the way it worked out, I can keep Deuce in that running back room, give him a little more play game plan, you know, responsibilities on both the run and the pass, and try to increase his role just a little bit.
What was his reaction to not getting that job?
Oh, he's fine. He's fine. He's fired up, ready to go. I mean, you know, he's good. I don't know what else to say. He's fine.
You talked about what you would lose with Frank gone, but for the team, what about you, like, personally? And then Flip, I mean, how's this going to affect the dynamic of...
Well, I mean, it's part of the business, just like players. You know, teams are going to cherry pick our roster. That's just the way it works. Teams are going to cherry pick my coaches. That's just the way it works. I have to do my due diligence and have a pipeline of coaches that I'm comfortable with to make these decisions and to promote guys. You're not constantly bringing in one-year coaches, two-year coaches. You know, you're bringing in guys that have been around your system. This is why Press makes just a natural fit there at the quarterback position. 2 years ago for me, he was in that room with DeFilippo. Last year, he was in Gro's room. So now his knowledge of the offense is from a quarterback and a receiver's position, so he really knows and fits well with the QBs, and also, you know, he's played the position, so he's got that mentality. You know, same with Mike, you know, and the way he worked with Frank last year. It's hard to replace good coaches, but I feel like I've got really good young coaches that have bright futures. And I know one day I'm probably going to lose those two at some point. But you know, I can't worry about that right now. We just have to, you know, we just have to keep building and keep working.
Because you place such an emphasis on the collaborative offensive coaching staff, losing, you know, Frank and Flip, how important is it to bring in somebody with somewhat of an outside, fresh perspective?
As the receiver coach?
Yeah.
Well, and that's why the position is still open, you know, because I didn't have anybody on staff that I could put in that spot at this time. So looking outside the building for that position, maybe who has been a part of some game planning a little bit would help. But again, it's not the ultimate decision. I want teachers first. I want guys that can teach fundamentals, teach the little things. And then we'll worry about the game plan and stuff.
Is there a sense of if Brent Celek wants to continue playing, and if Trey Burton were to go elsewhere, what's your plan for the backup tight ends?
Well, again, you know, I'm going to continue to say it. We hope everybody's back. Probably not going to happen. The reality of it. Love to have everybody back. Sometimes in this business, you have to make tough decisions one way or the other. And you know, I can't say enough. I've been here, coached with Coach Reed when Celek was here, part of this football team. He's been part of this one team. And his value to what we've done offensively and special teams. And you know, we'll cross that bridge, obviously, when we get there. But for now, we just continue to, you know, just continue to build and add talent. You know, this is a good tight end draft this year. There's some guys, so, you know, we're going to add talent there too. So no position is exempt, and there's going to be some tough decisions probably made this spring.
Doug, I know that you said before the Super Bowl that you just want to coach football and kind of leave the personnel stuff to the personnel side of the building, but given all the potential turnover and the limited draft capital and the cap situation, do you anticipate or want a larger role in maybe discussing with Howie who to keep and kind of factoring into those decisions?
I don't think my role will increase in that regard. You know, I'm not a cap guy with numbers. I don't know how all that works. The only thing I can do is express an opinion about a guy, you know, whether he's a free agent or a current roster player, you know, and go from there. So we have our work cut out for us. Obviously, a shorter off season, things happen faster. You know, coaches have been in the office cranking away and looking at a lot of tape. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a collaborative effort. They listen to us. They listen to the coaches. We listen to them. And then at the end of the day, we make decisions best for the team.
On that same note, Brandon Graham seems to be a situation where those lines might blur because there's financial reason, but you've also said you don't want guys pulled out and, you know, dealing with the success of winning the Super Bowl. Are you comfortable going to Howie and saying, look, I need this guy to be happy for my locker room, and are you worried about the Brandon Graham situation?
I'm okay making that statement to Howie because at least it puts on his radar screen how I feel about a guy, you know. And you know, we'll sort out the details, you know, as we get closer. We're early in the game. You know, there's a lot of decisions that are going to have to be made in a relatively short period of time. But, you know, but I am comfortable making those type of statements about guys.
How important is Brandon to kind of like the pulse and mood of that locker room? I mean, to us it seems like he's a pretty big part of it. But from your perspective,
for sure.
No, for sure.
He's definitely a big part. He was on my leadership council, right. You know, this past 2 years. Guys really respect him. He is a huge part of the defense. Made the game-winning play, basically, in the Super Bowl. And so very valuable to the team. It's something that, you know, when that decision, I guess when everything sort of starts to heat up, we'll be able to make better decisions instead of, you know, sort of speculating on guys.
It seemed a big part of your success last year was veteran role players in the free agent market, whether it's Corey Graham, Patrick Robinson, going down the list. Is that a path you would like to go again, or do you want to see more of that young pipeline on the roster come up?
Well, you know, the last 2 years we've seen a lot of our younger draft pick guys play. You know, Isaac's played, Big V's played, Mac Hollins played quite a bit this year for us. Jalen Mills, obviously, is a guy that's played quite a bit. Derek Barnett. I mean, so you'd love to be able to do it through this process right here and add the day. You got a young quarterback going into year three. You know, you still want to add that youthfulness around him. But we also know that in order for us to get to the final game again, you're going to need some veteran players to help you get there until that young player is ready to go. I mean, just great examples. Just look at the Minnesota game. And everybody that had an impact in that game, scoring a touchdown or affecting a passer, were all our free agents. Chris Long hitting the quarterback, Patrick Robinson pick six, Torrey Smith on a flea flicker, Alshon, LeGarrette, all those guys scored, Nick Foles, all those guys were free agent players for us. So there's the value in that. But at the same time, we do know that we want to add the additional talent to the draft.
Have any coaches reached out to you about your aggressiveness, your style?
In the league?
Yeah,
the league.
Or anything?
No. And then, you know, and
you
I don't
think
they will.
Nagy was talking about how much he likes it. Do you think that's going to be...
I think more and more, I may get hit up more and more this week about that stuff, but it's all philosophy. It's all sort of personal preference. Every play caller is different. They're not me. I'm not them. But I would imagine there might be one or two guys that might just say, hey, you know, what's going through your mind?
Yeah. What's impressed you about Press Taylor over the last couple of years?
Press Taylor? This guy is—he's sharp. The way he details his work, the reports he puts together for me, for Frank, the way he studies and prepares, sharp. He sees things defensively from a breakdown standpoint. They're going to help the quarterbacks. He's got a mind for the game, obviously, and just—he's one of those. You know, you talk talk about players being football junkies. He's one of those coaching junkies that just loves ball and loves to study the game.
When it comes to the process of getting new coaches in there, is that all just you interviewing them one-on-one, or are there other people a part of that process? Do you have final say on who comes in?
Last year, it was me and Frank, obviously, doing the receivers. So Mike and I are tackling that responsibility. But at the same time, I'm also bringing in the other assistants just to pick the guy's brain, you know, a little bit, 10 minutes, just sit down with them in their office and talk. So, but it's mainly been Mike and I going through the process with them.
Yeah. As far as Nate Sudfeld, what do you view his role being next year?
You know, I tell you, it's gonna be big for him. Big for him. I'm excited for him. Number one, you know, with Carson, his situation and being limited, obviously, and this will be a big spring. You know, for us to really kind of get our hands on him now and really begin to detail him. Even though Flip did a great job with him throughout the season and got him ready to play each and every week, and what he did down the stretch as the number two, you know, really feel comfortable and excited about his future. And this spring will be big for him.
Doug, when we spoke to Carson right before the Super Bowl, he said that he wasn't going to change the way he plays football in regards to his aggressiveness. Have you had a conversation with him about that? And I know we're looking down the road here in terms of when he comes back, but how would you like to see him play?
Well, I have not had that conversation with him. Again, it's a fine line. You know, we've talked about this in the past, about his aggressiveness, and I don't want to take that away from him. Now, he understands, and we'll have conversations about longevity, obviously, in this league. And I think, too, he can reach out and talk to guys that have been hurt. You know, Tom Brady is a guy that's missed a season or so and missed some games due to that. And, you know, some of these, you know, veteran quarterbacks around the league, you know, Aaron Rodgers and guys like that, I mean, you know, obviously he's not exempt from contact, but at the same time he understands too, and we keep talking to him about the longevity and keeping him healthy, and but yet at the same time I don't want to diminish any of his aggressiveness. If he can pull the ball down and run, I want him to, you know. And it was a big part of our third down success, you know, this past season was that.
You said he'll reach out, he can reach out to quarterbacks. Would you reach out to other coaches that were able to kind of rein in certain quarterbacks, like you mentioned Aaron Rodgers?
I haven't, but yeah. I can, and probably I might. That's a good point. I might do some of that this spring.
When you're
in all my free time.
Is there a position group here that you're especially looking forward to evaluating?
All of them. I think this is another good running back group again, tight end group offensively, you know, and then. You know, with some of you know, the linebacker group and things like that, try to look at that group. It's not a big group there, but there are some guys in the top of the group that'll be intriguing. See if they fit. So those positions there, I'm always looking at receivers and quarterbacks, obviously, and just keep my eye on those guys for down the road.